The week of 10 days that followed was the most relaxed and happy. As far as we were concerned, the war did not exist. After treatment and relaxation, I was again on my way with renewed health. Needless to say, it would have been a serious matter for both of us, say the least of it, had our authorities on both sides heard about it. And so, under such peculiar circumstances, was laid the foundation of a lifelong friendship. On demobilization, Eddie emigrated to Australia and was a successful businessman, owner of several hotels, and became mayor of Tamworth. He married an Australian and they had 5 children. The years rolled by, and he hopes and dreams that he would return to Ireland and settle down and rear his family here. We renew that happy friendship, and they live in Dublin. The children are sent to school for a year or more, but Mrs. Flood is homesick for her own country. And to please her, they returned to Australia once again. He told me that he never had a day's illness in his life. 3 months later, he awakens his wife with, "I'm dying." And so it was. The memory of that friendship helped to destroy any or all those other unhappy memories of that cursed civil war.